Rites of Passage, The Transformation Begins. From Scripture, Matthew 26, verses 7 through 12, we learn a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this, and said, "Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial." Now, rites of passage help us to move from one stage of life to another. They are designed to prepare us for what comes next. In our personal lives, these include getting a driver's license, dating in your first love, playing on your first sports team, your first apartment, going off to college, and all of these are often life-changing events. In our business lives, rites of passage include your first day on the job, a big promotion, a salary increase or first annual bonus, a company-sponsored transfer or relocation, and retirement. All of these events carry special meaning for us, our family and friends. In the scripture that we've just heard, the alabaster box and the perfume were essential elements in a critical rite of passage in the life of Jesus. The woman poured the perfume over Jesus to prepare him for his crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. Child of God, are you ready for the next rite of passage in your journey with Christ? Be assured it will probably be painful and come with a price. Ask God to prepare you for your next assignment as mighty man or awesome woman of God, leader or follower, husband or wife, father or mother, son or daughter, friend or neighbor. Trust Jesus to pour his grace over you and anoint you and equip you with all you need to carry out his perfect will in your life. Father, thank you for rites of passage and for your anointing. Holy Spirit, anoint me with God's grace, strength, and might, that I am able to do what he has called me to do. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.